We are closer to life when in the wild. The vulnerability of birth, defense of the young, the place of the aged, and where death coldly diffuses life back into the ecosystem. A part of the magic of the wilderness is the silence, coupled with the dusty dirt, the smells, and the feeling of being part of the circle of life. And of course, we become hyper-alert to avoid becoming an inadvertent part of the food chain. Many live surrounded by walls and hemmed in by roads. They may interact with domestic animals and landscaped lawns, but rarely meet nature on its terms. I get two responses when people learn I hiked more than 600 kilometers through the Kruger National Park, a place with large herds of elephant and buffalo, prides of lion, leaps of leopard, and chuckling hyenas. They either admire what they regard as a courageous adventure, or they don't get why I wouldn't rather view wildlife from the comfort and safety of a motor vehicle. Both responses are valid, yet these words by Spanish author Javier Marias also resonate. There's something that prompts us not to act and not to take that step, not to leave the house and not to move, not to speak to anyone and to avoid others speaking to us. But he assures, only the first step is difficult. The first steps on the first day of the Kruger Trail, every time of the six occasions I walked it, were the most difficult as I worked to shake off city thinking. It was also the day newcomers were most likely to fall, distracted by the unusual task of remaining silent and walking with eyes on the ground to avoid roots, sticks, and stones that could cause a mishap. It takes time to consider the profound lessons silence and mindfulness teach us. The Kruger National Park is one of the world's oldest and most significant wildlife reserves and is located on the northeastern border of South Africa. Traversing its vast expanse creates an immersion in nature, allowing for a deeper understanding of the distribution and life of mammals. The vigilant observer learns about predator-prey relationships and the multi-layered connections between animals, terrain, and the seasons. You begin to appreciate the trade-offs in nature around economy and survival. The magnificent giraffe, for example, has an economically efficient and extravagantly long neck to access the tenderest leaves high in trees. Function and beauty in nature are never arbitrary. My life, possibly like yours, has had challenges, mishaps, extraordinary encounters, and considerable luck. I have traveled to 54 countries and met with 6 presidents. Yet the African bush still seduces this Portuguese-born immigrant to Africa. My eternal infatuation with nature means I'm always open to enticement. My desire for adventure has sometimes threatened my survival and seen me stopped by fate. Before my 40th birthday, a cycling accident left me with life-threatening injuries. 5 years later, determined to prove my recovery, I ran a 100-kilometer race in Japan, and after that, I completed 10 Ironman events. But fate continued to caution me. A speedboat ran over me in the sea, and not long after, my body erupted in searing blisters when I was stung by a swarm of bees on a training run. Both events required emergency medical treatment. Later, there were events I reveled in. I went on patrol in the Bronx with the New York Police Department and fired weapons with the Federal Bureau of Investigation at a SWAT training facility in New York as part of Young President's Organization events. In the Philippines, I danced with Imelda Marcos, the wife of the disgraced Filipino despot, in her kitchen, at the invitation of Jean Saburi, a past Miss Philippines beauty competition winner. As a former long-time Coca-Cola system executive, I'm always busy and travel often. After hours, my passions are sport and wildlife. And this is how this tale begins. I was returning to my car, parked outside an isolated bird hide near the Letaba Rest Camp in the Kruger National Park in the winter of 2018. A poster pinned to the wooden slats at the exit caught my eye. A simple green map of Kruger Park, with a dotted path winding through 6 reserve sections, contained the words that stopped me. Follow in the footsteps of giants. Backpack the length of Kruger. There wasn't a number to call, just an email address. I wrote and soon received a reply. I was told that the Kruger Trail is a backpacking hike through the park, comprising 6 separate hiking journeys of approximately 105 kilometers each. 2 legs are undertaken each year, making it a 3-year, 620-kilometer journey.